Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to our interview today with La Sierra Massillon, which is the candidate for District 14, the Florida House of Representatives, let me remind you of a great event taking place this coming Sunday, the 15th of May, here in our church, the Mark 5 Quartet. Mark 5 Quartet. They will be in concert Sunday morning, the 15th of May, at 10 o'clock in the morning. They'll be in concert, and then following that, a pulpit message. Let me just let you listen to a sample of the great gospel music that you will be treated with as you come and visit with us on May 15th, this coming Sunday.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and they found a Savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the music that we will have from the pulpit and from the sanctuary of our services, worship services, on May the 15th, this coming Sunday. It is the good old-fashioned gospel music that touches the heart and speaks to our lives and what God would have us to do. So let me remind you, join us this Sunday morning at 10 o'clock as we hear the Mark 5 Quartet singing. We'd be delighted to have you. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing today a very special guest, a lady that's the candidate for District 14 in the Florida House of Representatives, La Sierra Massillon. Again, La Sierra, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today on this broadcast. And I know that during the course of our discussions in person and via the broadcast on several occasions, we've talked about the different issues that motivate you to serve the Lord through the House of Representatives. And may I let you just articulate this? There are a lot of people that say that Christians ought not to be involved in politics. There are a number of them that say that we shouldn't say anything about the political arena. But as I study the scripture, La Sierra, I find that it is very, very clear that the scripture gives directives. In fact, in Ezekiel 33 and verse 3, if when they seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. And he goes on for the next 8 or 10 verses talking about the watchman on the wall and what we're to do. Do you consider yourself in that category of being a watchman, a person that's willing to say there's danger coming, I'm willing to step into the gap and handle it, I'm willing to be part of the solution? Do you feel that that's the way God has called you, what he would have you to do in this matter of the House of Representatives. And in the House of Representatives, let me add to that elongated statement. The House of Representatives, there are a lot of things that's taking place in our state and in other states and across the nation and in the U.S. House of Representatives. Do you feel that you could make a difference in the House of Representatives? Do you feel that God would allow you to have an impact to change what we do and where we're going in the state of Florida?
Yes, absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. I absolutely feel as though, and what I would say, first of all, to those that think that, you know, Christians are just supposed to stay in the church, sit on the pew, and just hear the preacher, you have been severely deceived. You don't know scripture. It hasn't been revealed to you, and you need to check out your relationship with the Lord, because that's a statement of ignorance. You don't know the character of who God is. That's what I would say to you, because all throughout the scripture, and even in the example of Jesus when he was here on earth, where he had to continue to preach the word of God to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, because they were so religious that they couldn't even believe, they didn't even realize the very Christ was right in front of them, that what they had been learning about for so long. So, you know, it's amazing, because Jesus didn't have a problem with sinners. It wasn't them that, you know, didn't believe who he was. They received his word with joy and exuberance. It was the religious folk, the ones that would say to you, you don't have no business being in office. And even I've even heard, oh, you're a woman and you don't have no business doing this or doing that. It should be the man. This is, again, all ignorant statements. You don't know the truth of God's word. It's the religious ones that's so deep that they think they know something and don't know much at all. Especially as you go on in conversation with them, you find, you know, that they just don't know scripture. And then also the Lord let us know to know every man by their spirit. And so, you know, not by who they are endorsed by, not who, you know, if they're part of the elitist and all such as that, but to know them by their spirit. And anytime I have come forth and said what I need to say, and because I'm being led by the Spirit of God, that is in fact why I'm running and know that I should be running and will win the State House for District 14 in November.
Amen. I'm glad to hear that. We'll win. It's not. I tell candidates, especially those that I have appreciated down through the years, it's not a matter of saying if I win. It's taking the position right. that I'm doing what God's called me to do. So when I'm seated, when I'm sworn in, mm-hmm. when I win this mm-hmm. position, this is what I'm going to do. Let's hear a hold on for just a moment. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, God bless
yes.
you. Thanks for taking my call. God bless you for standing up and speaking up, as usual. And welcome to Lassier. Happy that you have her on the program again today. We as believers, as the children of God, our first and foremost identity is in Jesus Christ. And that's where we have gone offline completely. Instead, we have believers' identity in Republican Party or Democrat Party. That is so off. And that is what caused us to be where we are, because of the identity in the political party rather than in Jesus Christ. The preachers abandon the issues that they should be speaking, because they can't afford to divide the congregation. If they touch abortion, it's politics. If they touch the sodomite lifestyle, it's politics. So they stay clear, and this is what brings us to where we are. We are in the mess we are in now, because the churches, the leaders in the churches, to a great extent, have abandoned their responsibility. We thank God for raising up one of his daughters last year. Yes. Thank God for her, for the courage to step in, because we're not just, but is to do what the Lord would have us to do. And we will be praying for her and trusting that God will bless her. Jumping into the arena with a desire to accomplish something for Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Our country
Amen.
Is really in big trouble. We are really in trouble, really big trouble, and in a
yes.
total mess. We can't believe America could end up with leaders like what we have, the trio, in leadership, the president. And this is what caused us to have the mess in the Ukraine and Russia now. The weakness in the White House, the weakness in America. Over the years, America has been representing the free world, and American missionaries all over the regions. America has been representing Jesus Christ, but to abandon America has seriously abandoned its position in the Lord. And
yes,
this is what has brought us to here. So we're really in trouble now. We really need only a wake up from God. Only God can really do something special for us in the elections coming up. And
that's exactly right, Lily.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lily. And yes, we invite our listeners to keep praying for La Sierra as she takes that stand, and praying that God will open the door and provide the way. Lily, thank you so much for your input. You're spot on with your statements and what you're saying about that. God bless you today. La Sierra, I'm looking at an article that says, Wisconsin's anti-abortion headquarters reportedly attacked with Molotov cocktails, vandal spray graffiti. If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, the spray on the wall says. It's a socialist Marxist threat. It's a mob that's spreading across America as a result of the leaked document in the U.S. Supreme Court. Tell us your position on that. What do you think? What took place? Why do you think it took place? And what do you feel is going to be the end result of it? And what would your position be for it or against it with this leaked document?
I'm going to say it like David said. David said, you dig a pit for me, you're going to fall into it yourself. This is an intimidated a statement and action that they're trying to perform to intimidate those that believe that abortion is murder. Okay, we have to take a radical stand, just like the young lady who called in just a moment ago. We are in trouble, and we already have spelled out exactly who's at fault, and that's the church. The body of Christ has been asleep long enough. We have to take a radical stand, and that's what I'm prepared to do. God has already told us that he has already provided a way for us. He has his remnant. He just needs us to wake up and stand up and do what thus said the Lord and get out of our flesh and get out of just, you know, business as usual. This is just another attack. They're always planning. They're always almost want it to be what you would call 10 steps ahead. But like I've already said, my God has already overcome the world. So none of this we should be intimidated by. We're fighting from a point of victory, and we just need to walk in that. We need to do just what he's already given us power and dominion and authority to do and operate in that. And that's why I signed the void. A lot of us, we are believers. We know how to pray and all such as that, but we don't know how to thoroughly operate in our power. We have power. The Bible says he's given us, and I believe you quoted it earlier, power over scorpions and serpents. You know, he's given us that to trample on anything that's demonic. So we need to tap into that, and we need to operate in it, and we need to do it now.
Absolutely. No, before we talked, and I've talked several times on the broadcast about Walt Disney's position of getting into the confrontation and becoming confrontational against the governor's new bill that was signed in 1557 that outlaws in the state of Florida the teaching of the sodomite lifestyle, especially to the kindergarten through the third grade. But our listeners may not be aware of the fact that we've talked about families and parents and grandparents staying away from Disney, don't buy Disney movies, don't go to Disneyland, shred your tickets to Disney, etc. The Disney stock has dropped in the past 30 days, approximately $34 billion, $34 billion, because people have awakened to the dangers of Disney and the pedophiles and the perverts that are recruiting our sons and daughters. But Disney has made the profound statement that they're going to have at least 50% of their movies and their characters that will portray the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. La Sierra, hold a moment. I believe we have Maria on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, good afternoon to Dr. Youngblood. How are you? And State Representative 14, La Sierra Maslin. This is Marie, your endearing mom. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but nevertheless, I just want to say you all are spot on, dead on. You all are hitting all nails on the head, and I'm just so excited about this program today because, in a nutshell, it is the church's fault that we're in this dilemma. It really is, and it's just so sad, and it, of course, it grieves me in my spirit that we are asleep. We're sleeping giants. We supposed to have the power, as La Sierra has said. God has given us power, but we're sleeping on it. We're sitting on it. And for the most part, what has happened is we have conformed to this world. And the Bible says not to be conformed to this world, but to be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we've become complacent. We've sedentary. And we just let the world, we have let the world overcome us. The intro, what has been said so far between the two of you, like I said, is perfect. You pretty much said, took the words out my mouth even before I could get on the air and say it. We just need to be about our Father's business. I am so grateful for the Lord calling my daughter to run for this position. And I just want to give a little background where she is concerned. She was raised in a Christian home where I didn't play. It was all about the word of God. And my mantra was, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
So she was in my house. And so she was raised up under that mantra, and it played out. So my soul, like the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they shall not depart. And so therefore, what I've instilled in her by the Spirit of the Lord has come to fruition. So I just want to tell the callers that if you, and I think La Sierra mentioned it, if you truly born again, if you have a relationship, and I think Dr. Youngblood mentioned it too, I was like, wow, they said everything that I wanted to say. If you save, if you know the Lord, if you truly have a relationship with him, you all will get on board and vote for La Sierra Masson, whom is my daughter. I'm not biased. Based on the fact that she's a Christian, she's born again, is why, even if she wasn't any kin to me, based on what she's representing, she would have my vote. And I just want to say, we're either part of the problem or we're part of the solution. And we need to do what is required of us, because the Bible said judgment is going to start at the house of God. All of us that professing to be this, that, and the other. And then there is no works. Like she was saying, faith without works is dead. And yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a that. But you're not living it. Your fruit is unfruitful. Christians, and preach the gospel in love. I'm speaking in love. It might sound kind of harsh, but I just want to say we need to be about our Father's business. We really do. And like I said, God is going to judge us because we know better, but nevertheless, we're going along to get along.
Amen. Spot on, right on. And thank you so much, Mom, for your statements. I'm thankful for your statements. And I like that statement with Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, he didn't ask any questions. He didn't ask, say, may I, can I, should I? He made a profound, definitive statement. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And I believe that's what every listener on the sound of our voice ought to do today. Mom, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that about La Sierra and what your beliefs and position is. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And we're talking with La Sierra Masson. She is the District 14 candidate for the House of Representatives here in the state of Florida. La Sierra, do you believe that we need to have introduced into the House of Representatives a heartbeat bill that will save the lives of mega thousands in the state of Florida if it could be passed? Do you think that it should be introduced? Would you be willing to take the stand and make the statement today that you will be willing to introduce a heartbeat bill in the Florida House of Representatives?
Yes, absolutely. Without question, Dr. Youngblood, I absolutely would present that. I don't know what I would name it, but it would be basically possibly along the lines of abolish abortion. put it into it. Let's be done with it. Let's not, you know, basically dig ourselves in further debt as far as continuing to kill and murder the innocent children and babies, you know, having innocent blood on our hands. It's very unfortunate. A lot of the stuff that we are dealing with as a nation is because of the sin that we're in. This, the bottom line, I could think of various ways to put that, but it comes basically down to the sin that we are in. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So when we're talking death and we're talking, you know, we're seeing various ones passing away and just the crime and just the evil and the wickedness that's running rampant, it's basically, it's because of the sin. We won't turn away from sin. So I would absolutely present a heartbeat bill, you know, in representative to, you know, saving the hundreds of thousands, millions of babies that we've lost prior to definitely save those going forward. Absolutely.
That's right. Right. Well, one of the things that we see taking place in the leaked draft of the Supreme Court decision or opinion about Roe versus Wade, 5-4 voted in that draft bill or that draft opinion that they would eliminate Roe versus Wade. As a result of that, we're finding a major chaotic condition across America today. Joe Biden is not condemning the riots and the burnings of buildings and the demonstrations that's taking place against it. There's a threat. There's an attempt to intimidate our Supreme Court justices to force them to go back and change their vote. And a Supreme Court justice can change the vote, even though the draft says that they voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. They still change that vote, and that's the push that's taking place. But let's get to a local level. Let's hear and talk for a moment. We have enough time to do so. I believe that the school boards across the state of Florida ought to fall in line and be willing to obey the new law, House Bill 1557, the governor signed, that makes it illegal for a school to teach the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Yet I am distressed to find that right here in Duval County, that the Duval County School Board happily, gladly, gleefully, and with every fact that is behind them and that I see on their material, they're teaching the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. I'm looking at an article that says the DCPS is working to make schools safe, inclusive for lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgenders, the questioning, the LGBTQ students, and their staff and their families. Research shows that the way school families respond to the LGBTQ youth is for their physical health, their mental health, and the outcomes academically, they must do so. And it goes on to talk about what they're doing right here in Duval County. Recently, La Sierra, you're familiar with the fact that there was a major, major meeting with the school board, and there was an attempt to pass a resolution. And the resolution, as I understand it, simply said that the Duval County School Board will adhere to and be obedient to what is now the law in the state of Florida. It actually becomes law, I believe it's July the 1st, but it is what would be considered law for the state of Florida for the schools. Speak to that issue, your position on what you see taking place in Duval County and why you would stand for it or against it and the essence of that.
Yes, absolutely. I was there Tuesday, May 3rd at the school board. And, you know, there were hundreds of us that came out and spoke against it. And then, of course, you had the opposing side that made ridiculous, you know, statements or what have you. But this is a free country and we're all entitled to, you know, making ridiculous statements, no matter how it applies, I guess. But as far as what, you know, Charlotte Joyce, one of the school member boards, presented the parental resolution. We were there to back her. We were definitely there to back her. But more importantly, we were there to back our children and letting the school board know that they will not raise our kids. You will not indoctrinate your opinions, your suggestions on sexualization, on perversion on our children. But we understand it's a complete attack. It's not a person that we're attacking or a school board member or group, but it is truly a spiritual warfare that it's all out for our kids. The enemy knows that if you catch our children and you try to intimidate and take over their minds at a young age, you'll have them more than likely permanently. And that's what the agenda is. That's what the attack lies. And all parents should have been down there on May 3rd, should have been letting their voice be heard, whether they got a chance to speak or not. Just your presence, overwhelming presence, should have been there to promote the fact that we're against it. We stand with the governor's law, and we're backing it, you know, wholeheartedly. That is what I plan to do. I will continue to fight for our kids as I walk into this role. I will continue to put the rights in the hands of the parents. We have every right to raise up our child. My mom just called in. I am a testament to the fact that, you know, when you raise up a child, they gonna, and you train them up, when they grow old, they will not depart. And she didn't mention my sibling, but it's the same identical thing with them. So the word of God works. And it's amazing how they're not trying to implement prayer back into schools. This is how you know where folks' mind is at. Their mind is on sexualizing kids, letting them get in touch with their feelings and their private areas, and be more involved and have your mind on that, which is just plain old demonic. Let's just call it what it is. It's just demonic, it's devilish, and they just have the audacity and the boldness to do so. And that's why I'm running for state. Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to come with the same fervent and the same tenacity and the same boldness. If they can put up what they're doing, so can we as the people of God. We can come forth and say what we need to say. We don't have to sugarcoat it, because this is about our country. This is about our children, and this is about our livelihood. And more importantly, it's about the kingdom of God that they're trying to attack. And that won't fly for me. So
absolutely. In fact, Dr. Henry Morris is with the Lord now, but Dr. Henry Morris wrote a book a number of years ago, said The Long War Against God. And we talk about these peripheral issues, and they are important. We're talking about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the abortion agenda, the CRT agenda, the undermining and the demeaning of our nation, the great nation that it is, and the Christian foundation that it was built upon. But all of that combined is simply the long war against God. And so I'm thankful for you and for your running. I want you to take the last 45 seconds that we have, explain to our listeners how they can reach you, how they can lock arms with you and walk with you to see victory in this race to place you in the Florida House of Representatives.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You can email me at vote@lacierramaslin.com. That's LACIARA. M-A-S as in Sam, LINE.com. You can visit my website, LaSierraMaslin.com. You can donate there or sign up to volunteer to help me get the word out. You can also reach me at 904-413-0530. Again, that's 904-413-0530. That is my direct line. And we can get together and make this thing happen.
Sounds great. La Sierra, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.